This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, knowing good and evil in the self-development. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of knowing good and evil in the self-development. When we talk about the self-development, obviously we are looking towards the perfection and we want to reach to the perfection. Therefore, it is necessary to distinguish between good and evil, and we cannot consider good and evil as equal. And we cannot be negligent towards the good and evil. It is necessary to know about the good and also the evil, because when we know about the good, we can spread goodness, we can spread the good habits and ethics in the society, we can build our good ethics and virtues in ourselves. And if we know evil, we can better avoid this. Therefore, we must distinguish between good and evil with the same idea that when we distinguish between the light and darkness and between the noise and silence. Therefore, when we differentiate between the noise and silence, we differentiate between the light and darkness. Therefore, we must distinguish between the good and evil, because even in the Quran, we see that when Allah talks about the believers, obviously those who perform the good deeds, Allah refers them as being the mu'min or believers. And Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed, and He takes them out of darkness and He brings them to the nur, to the light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And whereas those who denied the right path, the goodness, أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوا Their close guardians are the rebels. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ They take them out of light and take them towards the darkness. Therefore, it is necessary to distinguish between the good and evil in order to reach the self-development and self-perfection. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of knowing the good and evil in the self-development. And we said that the way we know the light and darkness, the way we distinguish between the light and darkness, the way we distinguish between the noise and silence, similarly, we need to distinguish between good and evil. And we said that the good is something which is referred as the light, and Allah is the close guardian of those who perform good deeds, who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are good people. And on the other hand, the evil or the rebels are the close guardian of those who do not believe in Allah, who performs evil, and their guardians are rebels who take them towards the darkness. Therefore, our goal, our aim is to live in the light. And this light will help us. It will take us out of fear, whereas darkness is full of fear. Darkness is full of questions. We in the darkness do not feel comfortable, whereas in light we are comfortable. Similarly, when there is a silence and noise. So therefore, we need to differentiate, distinguish between good and evil. We must know. And therefore, we see that in the Islamic teachings, we have a branch which is known as Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, commanding for the good and forbidding the evil. Why to command for the good? If we do not know about the good, we cannot command others to the good. Therefore, it is necessary to know about the good. It is necessary to know about evil. One of the reasons that we see that in a community, in the society, we see that the evil or something which is bad or a bad habit it spreads so quickly, it is because when they do not know about the evil, number one. Number two, when they consider it as small. For example, if someone considers a sin small and he differentiates between the small and big sins, then obviously he might think, let's commit this small sin, it doesn't matter, and we can repent. But later it becomes the habit and it spreads in the society. Therefore, it is necessary to know about the good and evil and to avoid evil and perform good in order to reach to the self-development as a self-perfection, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.